to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we feature an interview with Justin Flanagan, the Vice President of Sales for the Americas for Questback, an online survey and feedback software company based in Norway. The GGB Podcast is brought to you by Questback, the smart choice for the gaming industry's workforce requirements. In an era of rampant corporate misconduct, organizations need to leverage their most valuable asset, their people. Questback specializes in fostering that dialogue, delivering invaluable insight to organizations around the world on the most challenging governance, risk, and compliance initiatives. Whether it's internal misconduct reporting and workplace response or organizational cultural development and leadership assessments, Questback delivers the invaluable insight that drives exceptional organizations. To learn more, visit questback.com. In business today, it's all about the brand. But how can you build a brand if you don't know what it means to your customers and employees? Questback is a Norwegian company that conducts online surveys and provides feedback that helps companies know what those two important groups are thinking. The company also evaluates corporate culture, an important tool when you consider some of the scandals that have rocked companies worldwide, including gaming companies. Justin Flanagan, the Questback VP of Sales for the Americas, explains why it's important to stay on top of the thoughts of your employees and customers and how to repair misconceptions once they are revealed. He spoke with me from his office in October. Justin Flanagan, thanks for joining us on the podcast today. Good to talk to you. You have an interesting company. Why don't you start with giving us a little background of Questback and what you guys do?
Sure, yeah. So thanks for having us. So basically, Questback is an enterprise feedback management company, and we started about 18 years ago, actually, out of Oslo, Norway, and it was very simple roots, if you will. We kind of took paper surveys that we've all taken in the past and really brought those online, and that kind of grew into a couple of different businesses for us, but one is really around kind of employee engagement and employee experience, and then the other is around kind of global risk and compliance, and basically using the voice of the employee, if you will, to kind of generate insights for you to drive your business and to mitigate risks.
Okay.
A company with over 5,000 customers now globally, and we've actually processed over 2 billion surveys in our lifetime.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. So what are some of the services you offer to companies?
From customer engagement, so we work with some airlines, and how was your flight? How was the service? Hotels, any type of kind of organization that's looking to get feedback from their clients, but also from their employees as well. So we'll do things like global leadership assessments and cultural evaluations on an annual or monthly, daily basis, really kind of, we've really kind of brought the continuous listening, if you will, from both clients and employees to the forefront, and we've done that using technology.
Okay, so you do that then with not just customers, but you do it with employees as well.
Absolutely, and more with employees. As Richard Branson always likes to say, your employees are first, your customers second, and I think a lot of companies have kind of started to follow that Virgin motto and realize that people are the most important part of the organization.
Okay, and I would imagine in a hospitality like business like casino gaming is it's even more important.
Absolutely, it really is, and anything hospitality wise, right? I mean, you look at the presentation is the most important thing, and as I meet more and more people in the hospitality industry, it's just it's great. You see how people will just reach down and pick up trash or something like that that might be around the casino floor, and they're always kind of just concerned with the overall appearance of the employees and of the casino itself. So it's always kind of a great thing to see in the hospitality industry.
Sure. So what kind of expertise does Questback bring to the table when you're talking to employees?
Yeah, so You know, I think it's two things. You know, one is kind of culture, and to kind of get the pulse of an organization through, you know, understanding how leaders are doing, how leadership is working on a daily basis, and then also understanding kind of, you know, every company has its principles and its values, right? And,
right.
You know, and we tend to, you know, kind of put those on the walls and make sure that they're pretty prominent. But, you know, we also kind of get that voice of the employee to understand how well we're living up to those. So, you know, it's kind of like the report card, if you will, on how your culture is progressing. And then, you know, the other part of kind of what we're doing where more and more people are leaning on us is to, you know, have a platform for employees to speak up about potential wrongdoing or safety issues. So, and that can be anything from, you know, like I said, on the safety side, you have construction workers, and, you know, from shift to shift, there's a lot of equipment that is either not properly secured or is not properly maintained, or it could be something, you know, is sexual harassment or kind of drug use on the job or, you know, kind of financial improprieties. Really anything that you need to kind of monitor within your business, you know, we give you the ability to kind of automatically provide an avenue for your employees to speak up about those things.
Okay, great. So let's start with, I guess, that sexual harassment issue. Wow, that's been at the forefront in gaming in the past year with the withdrawal of Steve Wynn from his company with sexual harassment allegations and other kind of things that you know have come out in the past year behind that kind of thing, and not just in Wynn Resorts and in other companies as well. How do you suggest that these companies deal with these high profile scandals?
Yeah, I mean, I think those are, you know, they're quite prevalent, obviously, since the advent of the Me Too movement. And, you know, I think Chairwoman Harris of the Nevada Gaming Commission, she should really be applauded for the work that she's doing in, you know, in terms of, you know, trying to bring these incidents to the forefront. So I think it's, you know, there's a couple of things, you know, to look at there. So, you know, one is, you know, there's a great kind of a report that came out of the out of UNLV, which is called Glass Ceilings and Leaky Pipelines. It's kind of gender disparity in the casino industry. And it talks about, you know, there's really two issues, I think, that you think about. Even though women, you know, make up over 50% of the workforce, you know, in the gaming community, there's kind of some, you know, concerns that people have. And one it is in terms of what they call the vertical gender segregation. So are enough women escalating through the pipeline to be in management? And then also kind of this horizontal side, which is by department. And what that means is that you tend to have, you know, women be, you know, highly, represented in HR maybe or sales and marketing, but less so, you know, on the gaming floor. So that's interesting in and of itself because it could potentially promote some cultural imbalances. That tend to foster kind of some of these you know issues. So you know what that does is I think it opens up kind of the need for a very strong escalation process, and that's something that we can you know discuss in a minute. And then the other part is really just the ability to kind of report. You know, so what we find is that you know there is. There are very antiquated systems in place to you know to report issues of sexual harassment and really you know kind of like I said any type of employee wrongdoing. But the systems in place tend to be somewhat antiquated. They're hard to find. In a lot of cases, they're only in English, despite you know many workers being you know not having English as their primary language. A lot of things that we can do to improve the process. And at QuestBack, we have a service that we call Whistleblower. And what that does is allows people to kind of report any issues, but also to do it anonymously. And that anonymous process, you know, should be something that can be a little bit continuous. So we give people the ability to, you know, to report in multiple languages, and then also to kind of set up these online chat rooms anonymously in the future so that they can actually interact with somebody from, you know, the casino side. So that would be somebody in HR probably, who could then, like I said, anonymously chat back and forth and get some more information. And what this does is obviously allows the HR teams to really perform their job and to document all of the information that they're gathering, but also really allows the employee to kind of have that safe space to report these things. You know, and then ultimately what we do as well is kind of built in escalation points. So if you think back to kind of what happened with Wynn, I mean, there were years of reporting of the issues, but what happened was, you know, obviously you're dealing with, you know, with the CEO, and the same goes for, you know, if you're thinking about Harvey Weinstein or anybody else that's in that position of power, they have the ability to kind of, you know, surround themselves with enablers a lot of times, and then also, you know, kind of get a look, if you will, into these reports that come out. And so, you know, we also have built-in escalation, and, you know, we actually recommend not only the CEO to be alerted in real time, essentially, of any type of, you know, misconduct reports, but also to have an independent third-party auditor that receives that information and can review and make sure that, you know, a toxic culture is not allowed to, you know, to continue. And, you know, the great part about, you know, about the gaming industry now is that, you know, obviously the control board is looking to potentially, you know, take that role of independent auditor. And, you know, and there's definitely technology out there that makes that reporting process quite easy.
Okay. How deeply do you think the regulators need to get involved in this? I mean, in Nevada, they certainly allow companies to control their own environment to a large extent. But do you think there needs to be specific regulations and benchmarks for companies to meet when it comes to these type of things?
Well, I think when you see the prevalence of this, then I think the answer becomes yes, right? So I think if you look at, you know, kind of some of the numbers that we hear just across all industries, but, you know, potentially 60% of employees, you know, being, you know, victims of sexual harassment, you know, those numbers are pretty high, right? And so I know there are some processes in place today, but I think the control board can do, you know, can add that level of oversight and to kind of be the example as a regulated industry for a lot of other industries out there. It's very simple for them to kind of just monitor these reports on a quarterly or annual basis and be able to add this as a discussion into kind of suitability, right? I mean, if you think about the whole role of suitability in the you know, in the gaming industry, it came about to kind of make sure that there was not criminal involvement in running of the casinos, and that, you know, criminal involvement back when it was initially originated was mob control, right? And,
right.
You know, what's the difference with adding in, you know, another layer of support to make sure that, you know, sexual harassment is not prevalent in the industry?
Let's talk about the sponsor for this episode. Questback works with clients around the world, including one-third of the Forbes list. Questback powers transformative organizations through the power of feedback-driven insights. Sexual harassment, whistleblowing, gender pay discrimination, conflicts of interest, corruption. In an era of rampant corporate misconduct and heightened public scrutiny, organizations must leverage their most valuable asset, their people. When do they see that on a daily basis? What are issues or risks in the front lines? Do your employees understand corporate policies? What are your organizational risks on the ground floor? Questback specializes in fostering that dialogue. Visit their website at questback.com to learn more about Questback's solutions for internal misconduct reporting, whistleblowing, governance, and compliance initiatives. You mentioned a program you have called Whistleblower, and that's kind of what I'm wondering about. You know, whistleblowers have a real history of blowing the whistle and then getting retaliated upon. Is there ways for companies to learn what's going on, you know, the things that may not be appropriate without the whistleblower getting fired or getting punished in one way or the other?
Absolutely, yeah, and I think that goes to that anonymity that we you know, that we've built into this process. So you know, there is the ability for people to be either disclosed or anonymous in their reporting, and that's obviously one of the benefits of using third parties like ourselves, is that we're able to kind of protect that identity of the whistleblower. And you know, frankly, there should be the opportunity for groups to collect the information, right? So if you think about the human resources group, most of the time they're looking to find, you know, a little bit more corroboration around these things. So, you know, so by having a system, you know, they can identify people right away. And a lot of times, you know, what we've seen, you know, in throughout our kind of history, as well as, you know, through kind of a lot of the independent research that happens on these things, it's very rare a lot of times that you see a single incident. That people who are bad actors tend to be bad actors multiple times over. So by protecting the identity, you know, of people and giving them that outlet to report kind of independently and anonymously, you know, there's more and more ability to kind of identify those bad actors, and that's really what it comes down to.
Okay, I understand. So what are some of the best practices that you would recommend for gaming operations looking to remedy or not or prevent these type of situations?
Yeah, so I think, you know, first and foremost is to, you know, is to really make sure that everybody knows how to report incidents. So, you know, a lot of things are kind of, you know, a little bit hidden. We hear this a lot, you know, that people didn't know exactly how to report an issue. So I think that's first and foremost. And today there's so many easy ways to do that. I mean, even something as simple as kind of QR codes, you know, which are those kind of tracking devices, if you will, when you get an Amazon package or anything along those lines. But, you know, just, and most phones today have built-in QR code readers. So in your break rooms, you know, in your various locker rooms that people might work in within the industry, you know, just to have the ability to quickly scan and download the ability to report. So that's kind of accessibility is very important, first and foremost. I think secondly, in kind of, you know, along the same lines on the accessibility is to actually have, you know, this in multiple languages. So, you know, if you think about the casino industry, and, you know, especially some of the larger kind of gaming firms out there, there's probably three real languages that you would, three or four, I should say, but, you know, it's English, it's Spanish, and, you know, Cantonese and Mandarin, potentially, are kind of the languages that all of these services should be available in, so that's something that we, you know, highly recommend as well. And then the next part is that escalation path. So, you know, again, is to make sure that senior leadership is in tune with what's happening from the reporting standpoint. And that goes, again, to that kind of, you know, horizontal integration, you know, as I mentioned earlier. You know, it's one thing if, you know, something's being reported into a group that, you know, potentially has, you know, all male management, you know, they're not really acting on the recommendations that come from human resources. So it's important to make sure that the senior levels of the company, and that's the C-suite, is alerted to any of these issues and has a continual and consistent cadence around reviewing these. And again, we also recommend highly that third party, you know, so that internal auditor. And, you know, again, there's plenty of cases out there where, you know, where there wasn't a proper what's called workplace response, and I think Wynn is a perfect example of that. You know, where the issue continued for many years before it was truly addressed.
Okay, so how would this program interact with the union and non-union employees? You know, obviously there's in the industry there's some very powerful unions, but in other areas of the industry, mostly on the casino floor, there aren't any unions. Is there a way you can put this program in place and satisfy both sides of the equation?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, it's you know, for if anything, the unions are supportive of greater measures and things to be even more inclusive of all employees, you know, so yeah, it doesn't, you know, really shouldn't matter to us, because ultimately, you know, where the reports will go will be, you know, to HR, to the executive committees of these corporations, and then potentially, like I said, the Gaming Commission, the Gaming Control Board's as oversight.
Okay. So obviously the best case scenario here is to not have any reporting at all, which I would imagine would be something that you would strive for as well. How do you suggest that casinos approach their employees when talking about this kind of information?
It would be great that that a system like we have is very underutilized. That's not always the case, but I think it needs to be part of a broader initiative. So there needs to be other kind of processes in place. So that's training, right? That's a continual conversation around things. It's leadership training and leadership assessment. Not every kind of leader out there is comfortable talking about these situations, and or might not have a good rapport with their with the people that are underneath them. So it's always important to kind of make sure that A, you have something in place to capture complaints. B, to make sure that you're continually assessing the culture of the organization, and C, to make sure that you're training your leaders, and that your leaders are understanding that listening to their employees is probably the key part of their job.
No question about that. The corporate culture, I think, is important. But, some companies, haven't really thought about it. Either they've been growing too quickly, or they're just, going along without anything like written down in terms of goals and principles and things of that nature. Do you come in and try to help those companies, figure out what their corporate culture is?
Not so much. And I'll tell you why, because what we find is that most companies, like I said, do have their guiding principles. And what we suggest is that they actually listen to their employees. So, that is kind of this, like I said, this annual assessment. So, ask employees in your annual kind of review, how well are we doing, versus these principles that we've espoused to lead our company by. And, it's interesting. And, we found that kind of culture and this whistleblowing go hand in hand. And in a lot of times where we've sent out kind of and managed these surveys around, cultural engagement, that we find that we do hear a lot about issues of kind of bad culture, sexual harassment. Those will actually come out in those surveys often. So we don't necessarily suggest that we have the answer. What we suggest is that the answer is with your employees, and by continually listening to them, you will know, where the issues lie.
We've been talking about how to communicate with your employees, but do you have services that also allow companies to communicate with their customers?
Absolutely, yes. And so, that is kind of a big part of our business as well. So, that is just, listening to people that have visited your resort, have invested, if you will, in that experience. And those are the ones that can really tell you the most. If it's something as simple as, always having an ability to offer a suggestion, or to ask people how their stay was, anything along those lines is very important, I think, to running a business. And I think the key is to kind of make things easy and fun. We suggest, the ability for people to start using text message more and more to capture feedback from their, visitors, and the timing of those things is something that, should happen when, at various points of the stay, right? So, so that you can collect that feedback and to integrate that with your key performance indicators, so that you're looking at kind of, how you're doing with certain conventions are in town, or how are you doing, in certain parts of the casino or certain parts of the hotel, where can you improve in those various areas? And that's something that we do with our software as well, is give you that ability to kind of glean feedback from your customers.
Great. So you depend a lot upon technology, it sounds like.
That's pretty much primarily what we do. So yeah we are a software company, and continuing to find ways for technology to improve that listening process.
Well, Justin, this has been very interesting. I've learned a lot myself just listening to you, and I'm hope the industry will do the same and contact you and talk to you about your services. So thanks for the time, and I appreciate you getting together with us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time as well.
Enjoyed
this episode of the GGP Podcast, brought to you by QuestBack. To learn more about the services provided by this company, visit QuestBack.com. To read more about the news of the gaming industry, visit GGBMagazine.com. For weekly updates on all the news of the gaming industry, visit GGBNews.com. And to find the best bonuses and promotions for iGaming and how to attract more players to our legal iGaming and sports betting site, visit iGamingPlayer.com. Follow us on Twitter at Global Gaming Biz and on Facebook and LinkedIn at Global Gaming Business Magazine. And don't forget to sign up for the UNLV Gaming and Hospitality Education Series for the December 13th episode, which features two episodes in one, player development and payment processing. Hear the most experienced and respected speakers talk about these hot topics. Sign up to attend the event at UNLV's Stan Fulton Building, stream it online, or register to listen to the session at any time. To sign up, visit unlvghes.com. Hope to see you next week on the Global Gaming Business Podcast.